in Mark's gospel,
the 8th chapter.
And the Holy Ghost knows how to set things up. Because panic, strife, fear comes in Mark 8 to the disciples because they forgot what he had done. And instead of the disciples asking the Lord to do it again, they are overwhelmed with what they are facing in the moments. In the first verses of Mark chapter 8, as the day begins, the Lord does another miracle of bread. He provides yet again for another multitude, doing what they cannot do for themselves. And then he's confronted with the Pharisees. They're not interested in miracles of bread. They're not interested in seeing somebody make bread. They want to see something spectacular. And they're interested in the physical. And they're focused on what is physical and what they can see and what they can handle. And the Lord refuses to show them a sign. They say, show us a sign. Of course, it's those that lack faith that have to have a sign. And the Lord does something somber. It says here in Mark chapter 8, here in this gospel account, as the scribes and the Pharisees have confronted the Lord. He says, there shall be no sign given unto this generation. And listen to this sad statement. And he left them. Right. He left them. If you refuse to acknowledge him, if you refuse to see the spiritual, if you refuse to acknowledge the supernatural, he will leave you. Then Christ and the disciples, beginning here in verse 13 and following, they get in a ship to go back across the sea. And he left them and he entered into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? And don't miss it now. He's not saying that to the Pharisees. He's saying that to the disciples. He says, when I break the five loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They sent him 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, how is it that ye do not understand? I want to meditate this morning on forgotten bread. Now, we've been meditating for weeks now on this thought of when the bread is ready. And I pray that these passages that we have meditated upon, they have been comforting unto you. But the truth is this morning, this passage is confronting. And this passage is convicting. Because when the disciples should have been saying, Lord, would you do it again? They forgot what the Lord had done. I said, you can read it this afternoon in these first verses. The day begins, he feeds another multitude. It's not the same miracle. It's not the same event as the feeding of the 5,000. The numbers are different. The loaves of bread are different. The number of fish are different. The number of people are different. The baskets are different. In the feeding of the 5,000, they gathered 12 small baskets, lunch box type baskets, if you please. But the baskets that are referred to here in Mark 8 are large baskets. That type of basket Paul was able to climb down into and hide in when they let him down over the wall. So once again, the miracle bread, the wonder bread, the bread of life has provided bread. Once again, bread is ready. Once again, he abundantly provides. Everyone eats all they want, and there's bread left over. Yet in the next moment, before the sun sets that day, when the disciples don't have any bread, oh my, they forget the bread. That is, they forget the bread of life. That is, they forget the source of true bread. They forget the supply of true bread when they should have been on this boat saying, Lord, would you do it again? Lord, would you do it again? No, they fail to ask. They fail to believe. Oh my. Now, it ought not surprise us at the response of the Pharisees wanting to see something spectacular. But what should surprise us is the response of the disciples. In light of everything they've seen, in light of everything they've heard, you would think that when they don't have any bread, or when they have only a loaf of bread, that they wouldn't be so fear-stricken, and they would not be so panicked. But you see, they've lost sight. They've lost sight of the spiritual, and they've forgotten about the supernatural. Oh, they go to counting. And they got one loaf. They got one loaf. But in counting, they forgot to count Christ. They say, we've not got any bread. Yet the bread of life was on board. True bread, wonder bread, abundant bread, satisfying bread, abundant bread. All of bread that they would ever need was there on board with them. Oh, my. Now, we can't see it. We can't hear it as we read the text this morning. But Christ heard their voice. Christ saw concern on their faces. As they're, we forgot bread. What are we going to do? We forgot bread. I don't know, maybe one's accusing the other. You're supposed to bring it today. But they're gripped with fear. And our Lord, hearing all that, rebukes them in verse 15. He charged them. It's an admonishment. He charges them in verse 15. Take heed. Beware. He says, fellas, you better watch out. Fellas, watch out. You need to be using your eyes. You need to be thinking. You need to be thinking. He wants them to think how they're responding and how they're reacting, because they're responding and they're acting just like the Pharisees. That's why he brings up the leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven of the Pharisees is a broad term. It applies to a lot of things, I know, but it is defined in Luke 12:1 as hypocrisy. Play acting, pretending, or my. Saying one thing but living another. And here the disciples are, they all claim, at least 11 of them do, they all claim to have faith. But now, when they just got one loaf of bread, it's as if, though, what are we gonna do now? Oh my, oh my. And again, we're talking about the disciples. They've been walking with our Lord now going on 3 years. Think of everything they've seen. Think of everything that they've heard. Yet in these moments, they have no faith. Yet in these moments, they're not saying, Lord, would you do it again? They're saying, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? He says, you need to remember, you need to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, fellas. Of course, he uses that because of the hypocrisy that really applied to the disciples in these moments. He uses the leaven of the Pharisees because the Pharisees were so focused on that which is physical, what they could see, what they could do. And that's where the disciples are. They're focused only on what they can see. We got one loaf of bread. They can see that loaf of bread. They can hold that loaf of bread in their hands, oh my. And they fail to see the Lord, oh my. Then he says leaven. Because there's leaven. Leavens as it reacts, as it permeates a whole lump of bread, affects everything, makes the bread rise there. This lack of faith in the hearts of the disciples has already spread through all 12 of them. Oh my, oh my. The forgetfulness of the disciples. They have forgotten just what it did this morning. I mean, even if they couldn't remember when he fed the 5,000 plus, even when they maybe couldn't remember all those times he opened up blinded eyes and caused the lame to get up and walk, they can't even remember this morning after breakfast. He fed a multitude. They have forgotten the bread. They have forgotten the bread. He says, you better beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. He says, you better beware of the leaven of Herod and the Herodians. It's a reference to those that were trusting in Herod. They were trusting in this world. They were trusting in the things of this. They were relying upon this world. I want you to know, the bread of Herod wasn't real bread. It wasn't the true bread, and it could not satisfy. Yet they're thinking, "Oh my, oh my! What are we going to do? We got to get some bread somewhere." Is in their thoughts. Oh my! So here these disciples are in panic mode. They've got in the boat. They've got the trip. We forgot the bread. We just got one loaf of bread. So Jesus makes this charge. You need to wake up. You need to be aware. You need to use your brains. Think. But it's like it goes over their head. It's like it goes over the head. They reason among themselves, saying it's because we have no bread. They're consumed with what they see. Instead of looking to him, they're focused on what they have and what they can handle and what they can see, and it's all they can talk about. I mean, they miss everything he says about the leaven of the Pharisees. They miss everything he says about the leaven. They wrote and said, well, he must be upset. He must think we're going to go buy some bread from some Pharisees, I guess. That's all they're thinking about. That's all they're talking about. Now, this isn't the first time they have forgotten. Back over in Matthew 6, you don't have to turn. But remember, the Lord said this, that one day they're in a fright. They're in a panic. What are we going to do tomorrow? What's going to happen? What's going to happen tomorrow? And I want to tell you, there's a bunch of people sitting on pews this morning that are gripped by what's going to happen. What in the world is going to happen with COVID? Is it going to be worse than it was last year? Oh my, just as the disciples were in a panic, as a host of folks this morning in a panic as well. Jesus had said, Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore he says, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more? Shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith, take no thought. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? Then another time, on the same sea, maybe in the same boat, I don't know. They're in Matthew 8. They're sailing and Christ is sleeping. And the storm blows up, remember. And that, wake up, don't you care? We're going to perish. And the Lord said, oh, ye of little faith. Fear has come to the disciples. Not because they don't have any bread. Well, they've got one physical loaf in their hand. Of course, when I say loaf, it's not a loaf of Merita or bunny there. It's got about 14, 15 slices. It's just a large type cracker, not much bigger than the palm of my hand. So they do have some bread. Their panic is not literally that they don't have any bread. Their panic is because they have forgotten the bread. They have forgotten the bread of life. They've forgotten the source of bread. They've forgotten the supply of bread, which brings an even sharper rebuke from the Lord. In verse 17 and following, he fires rapid fire questions at them to try to jog their thinking, to try to jog their memory. He says, why reason ye because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye yet your heart dark hardened rather? He says, have you forgotten already I am bread? He said, can't you put it together? Because that's literally what the word for understand there in verse 17 means. It means to put together, to add together. He says, can't y'all do math? Can't you add it up? Do you not, have you not put it together? What I'm able to do, what I can do, what I have done. Can't you remember? Can't you put it together? He says, are your hearts that hard? In verse 18, he says, having eyes, see ye not. Having ears, hear ye not. That's what a tremendous verse 18 is. The living word is quoting the written word because three prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, all say the same thing. As Dr. Lawson says, here's authority quoting authority. He says, can't you see? He says, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your ears. Oh my. Jesus is upset. I know he's upset because back in verse 12, we didn't really deal with it this morning, but he sighs deeply. You know what a sigh is? He does it in his spirit. The Pharisees say, show us some sign. You all are always wanting a sign. Well, if he was upset at them, you mark her down, he's really upset with these disciples and everything they've seen with their eyes and everything they've heard with their ears. Because he's now talking to men that should have known better. He's now talking to men that should have remembered he is the bread. He is the supply of bread. He's now talking to men who should have said, Lord, would you do it again? But they're so in panic mode, they forget. I mean, get a hold of this if you can this morning. Here they are, small boat, 12 of them. Plus the Lord, they're sitting there looking at one little loaf of bread, wondering what in the world are we going to do? We're not going to make it now. We ain't got anything to eat now. They're looking at one scrawny loaf of bread, and Christ himself is on board. Forgotten bread. So Jesus calls school. And Jesus says, let's review if you please. Jesus goes over what they should have already learned. He repeats some lessons they should have already learned. Two lessons with 2 points each. Each lesson's about the source of bread, the supply of bread. Verse 19, first lesson. When I break the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? It's as if though he said, fellas, do you remember the 5,000? Did you break bread? No, I broke bread. I broke bread. I break the 5 loaves among the fellas. I'm the source. I broke the bread. I supplied the bread. And fellas, how much bread did I supply? How many baskets did you pick up? And I just happen to believe they had to hang their heads. 12. You know how it is when you discipline your young'un and they don't want to look in the eye and they've got to confess. He says, you remember when I fed that 5,000 men plus women, children, boys? Remember how I break the bread? How much was left over, fellas? 12. Verse 20, when, which was this morning. It's as if though he said, all right, fellas, this morning, can you remember this morning? Do you remember this morning when there were 7 loaves? Remember, I took the 7 loaves and I break the bread. How many loaves did you pick up, brother? How many baskets did you pick up then? 7. And in verse 21, he says, how is it that you do not understand? He's saying, how is it you can't add? He's saying, how is it you can't count? Because fellas, if I can feed 9,000 men plus women, children, boys, and girls, if I can feed 9,000 with 12 loaves of bread, I think I can handle all 12 of you with 1 loaf or with no loaves of bread. See, they had forgotten the bread. They had forgotten the bread. They had forgotten the source, and they had forgotten the supply. He's asking them, why haven't you put it together? That I'm the source and I'm the supply. Why haven't you put it together? Why haven't you asked me to do it again? I said a moment ago, it's not the first time it happened. You know, there's another occasion. It's in Mark 6. It's again, there's that storm on the sea. They think they're going to go under. And the Lord comes and the Lord delivers them and the Lord saves them. And the Holy Ghost wants us to know why it is they became so fearful. And the Holy Ghost tells us in chapter 6, it's because they forgot the bread. Mark 6:52, they considered not the miracle of the loaves. They forgot the bread. Now, I'm soon done. I'm not throwing stones at them or anyone. Because all of us, starting with this preacher, often we are just as dense and thick-headed and dull of hearing and blind at seeing as the disciples were. Because just like them, time and time again, we forget the bread. When we ought to remember he's able to do it again, we forget that he's ever done it the first time. Forgotten bread. Spurgeon said, we remember much we ought to forget. And we forget much we ought to remember. How many times has he provided for you? How many prayers has he answered for you? How many times have you made your way to this altar and God heard and God answered and God provided? How many times? We need to remember the bread. We need to remember the source of the bread. We need to remember the supply of the bread. But some of God's choicest people forget. Jeremiah had trouble remembering all the time. He dealt with despondency and depression. Of course, he suffered far more than anybody under the sound of my voice this morning has ever suffered. Listen to what Jeremiah penned in the book of Lamentations. Over in Lamentations 3. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. But he says, this I will recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Amen. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O my. This morning, remember the bread, because it's a cause of hope this day. Is COVID a problem for the Lord? Is COVID a problem for the Lord? Then remember that. Remember that he is Lord God Almighty. It'll give you hope. Is cancer a problem for the Lord? Remember, no, it'll give you hope. Is difficulty a problem to the Lord? I don't care what it is. Then remember, it will give you hope. Is death a problem to the Lord? Why, no. So remember, it will give you hope. Is sickness a problem for the Lord? Then remember, it'll give you hope. Is sin a problem for the Lord? Why, no. He paid for it. He's paid the price for it. He can forgive it. He can cleanse it. Oh my. Remember. Oh my. Remember the bread. Remember the source of bread. Remember the supply of bread. But you know what makes this whole thing so tragic? Then and now. The bread's ready. The bread's available. All they had to say, Lord, would you do it again? But on this trip, he doesn't do it again. Because they don't ask him. Because they've forgotten the bread. They've forgotten the bread. I said, well, how you know, preacher, he didn't do it again? Because in verse 21, how is it that ye do not understand? And the next thing we know, they're in Bethsaida. And he's doing again for somebody else. He's doing again for somebody else. Quit counting loaves. How many loaves we got, fellas? Look under the cushion. Surely to goodness, there's more than one loaf of bread on this boat. Quit counting loaves. Quit counting loaves. Quit counting on what you do. Quit counting on what the doctors say. Quit counting on what Biden or anybody else says. And look to the one who is the Lord, the bread of life. For he is able to do above, beyond, exceedingly anything you and I can ask or think. Forgotten bread. I was tempted for a moment to have them ladies come back and sing again. And I don't believe that's what the Lord wants. They had seen that great miracle of bread. I mean, they picking up 12 big baskets of bread, and they're in a tailspin because they forgot the bread. And Jesus left them with this: don't you understand yet? Can't you remember yet? So we're not going to sing. I'm not even going to pray. But I leave you with his question. Don't you yet understand? How is it that you yet not understand? I'm going to tell you, we better be saying, Lord, do it again. We're standing. That's the message. I've completed what the Lord assigned me to do.